It's a time that we recognize caregivers, and I know we've talked several times, Carolyn, about your role on a very direct level, and just maybe some thoughts as we observe this month and things to think about when it comes to caregivers of our military folks.
Well, there are countless numbers of caregivers, not only in our state, but across the nation. According to the RAND Corporation, their research that was published in 2014, it gave an estimated number of 5.5 million caregivers across our country, and that would include pre- and post 9/11 caregivers.
And I know you've been a caregiver for how many years again? You might remind us.
I've been a caregiver longer than I care to remember. But my veteran was discharged in 1993, being totally and permanently disabled as a result of a traumatic brain injury while he was in uniform.
Now, I know Veteran Caregivers Month, you think it's starting to finally get the recognition it deserves. I think that their word is starting to get out a little bit better, perhaps.
Yes, I would hope so. I would really hope so, because I guess as long as there's a military, there will always be caregivers. And these caregivers are not only family members, they are your friends, they possibly could be your neighbors, your clergy, anyone who renders direct services or support to a veteran who is ill, injured, or wounded, whether it's service-connected or not.
Anything else we're wanting to highlight this particular point in time, Carolyn, before we kind of wrap some things up?
I would like to let this community, our community, know that there are a number of caregivers in our community, and the Caregiver Support Network is very, very eager and interested in working together as partners, as we all are caring for our veteran. And I think it would be ideal that we could support and be a resource for one another. Support network groups meet at Meadowlark Center in Manhattan once a month, and they can either call me at 785-320-2125, or they can like me on Facebook, the support network that is, at Veteran and Military Caregiver Support Network on Facebook, to stay in the know of what's going on with the network and when our next meeting will happen at Meadowlark Center there in Manhattan.